the city model. As I walked along, I came across a unique model of the city.
We have reached now Museumsplaza. I'm standing here with a big building right behind me, a former school, which is now used as our archive and our library and for congresses. And I'm standing right in front a cast model of our town. It's cast in bronze. West is on the left-hand side, right-hand side is east. I'm standing in the south and looking to the north. We can see what Goslar is like. It is in the shape of an oval. This oval is segmented by the former river beds, the creek beds, which are now the significant streets that reach from the left-hand side, which is a little bit higher situated, about 280 meters above sea level, down 1,600 meters. And on the right-hand side, we have our broad gate, das Breite Tor, one of the biggest defense buildings that are still remaining in Germany. And in the west, we have the Frankenberger Church, and it is St. Peter and Paul, where the Lahr also started when Goslar was erected. Yeah, it starts in the west. And we have within a cross, a Latin cross, that is constructed with the towers and the buildings of the churches. Frankenberg, on the left-hand side, is beginning from the west, getting down to the middle. This is the Market Church, which I will tell you about later. Then comes a Baroque church on the right-hand side. This is St. Stephen, St. Stefani in German. And then there is one church missing outside the town walls, which is right behind the towers of Broadgate. This is St. Peter on Petersberg, also worth visiting, but it's a ruin. So this is the long axe of the Latin cross. On the northern end of the transept, this is Maria Church, Saint Mary, Mother Mary in the garden. It is nowadays called Neuwerk. Then very, very close to this church, we have another church called Saint Jacob. And then the two parts of the Latin cross meet in Market Church again. And then is one church missing next to Market Church, which is called St. Thomas. It's gone now, it's only one wall remaining. And then outside town, we have another church called St. John, St. Johannes in German. So this construction was begun about 9th, 10th century, and it was ending in the 12th century with Mother Mary in the garden with Neuwerk. But in between these legs of the cross, there are up to 15 hidden parts make up the whole cross. So what we see here is just the main parts of this cross. I have to tell you, we are not only a town of the medievals, but we also are a town of modern art. Believe it or not, we have about 40 modern sculptures, installations, whatever you can imagine. We have a very famous prize for modern art here in Goslar, which is called Kaiser Ring. And the Kaiser Ring is given away once a year. It started in 1975. And the first holder of the prize was Mr. Henry Moore, a world famous artist. And while I'm standing here on the south side of this cast, I'm just standing right in front of the Kaiserhaus. Just look down, you will see right behind the building a statue which is called the Goslarian Warrior. And this was given to Goslar by Mr. Henry Moore. Actually, it was bought in 1975, and Henry Moore himself decided to put the Goslarian Warrior right behind the Kaiserhaus. When we look to the other side, to Mother Mary in the garden, Neuwerk, in the south, we will see on the right-hand side a statue with two figures, which were erected by another famous artist of the days nowadays. This is Mr. Botero. Yeah. And in the east, where we have the Broad Gate, we have another installation by Mr. Alexander Calder. But not only this, as I told you, 40 installations and pieces of art we have here, also by Mr. Victor Vasarely, by Josef Beuys, Günter Uecker, world famous names. And we have a very, very well-known museum for modern art, which is called the Mönchehaus Museum, Monk's House Museum, where more modern art is presented to public in a medieval surrounding.
When I first touched the model, I imagined how visual impaired people can palpate Goslar.
Be informed that we have information written on the cast in normal lettering and also in Braille lettering, which is to be read by the blind people.